How deep is the moon's dust? The answer is next on today's Creation Moment. And now, here's our Creation Moment's host, Ian Taylor.
Did you know that the actual dust on the surface of the moon is 1,000 times less than expected by those who think the Earth is billions of years old? All of us know that if something has a lot of dust on it, it probably hasn't been cleaned in a long time. If something has very little dust on it, it may have just been cleaned or it might be brand new. Since there is no such thing as a moon cleaner, if our moon doesn't have much dust on it, it must therefore be fairly new. And before the American astronauts landed on the moon in 1969, space scientists were worried that a moon landing would be impossible. By that time, scientists knew how much dust there was in space, and they knew how fast this dust would be accumulating on the moon. And since they figured the moon was more than 3 billion years old, they reckoned that there would be as much as 150 feet of soft dust on the moon's surface, so deep and so soft that a manned lander might sink into the dust and never be heard from again. For this reason, they designed the lander module with large pads to support the machine on the soft dust. But we all know what happened. There wasn't even enough dust to plant the American flag. The flagpole had to be supported with rocks. This is exactly what creation scientists told them that they would find, since the moon has only been accumulating dust for only a few thousand years, and not billions or even millions of years.
To get our daily creation devotionals, newsletters, evidence videos, and more conveniently delivered to your email inbox, join our free emailing list by visiting us at creationmoments.com. Or call us toll-free at 1-800-42-BIBLE. That's 1-800-422-4253.